This is Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. All this spring and summer, we're airing stories and memories of rural life from those who work the land and grow the food we all eat. My Farm Roots is a collaboration between Harvest Public Media and KUNC.
I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. You might not expect to find Farm Roots on a rooftop garden in Brooklyn, New York, but they're there. Monica Johnson was born in Columbia, Missouri. It wasn't until she was in New York, though, and studying food policy at the New School, that her connection to the land emerged.
My name is Monica Johnson, and we're in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, New York City, on top of a rooftop farm that I am lucky enough to be a part of called Eagle Street Rooftop Farm. So we're selling the kale and the flowers to local businesses around Greenpoint. And then the smaller things that you can see the plants are radishes and kale. And then I believe here is some mixed lettuce on this side. My grandfather farmed. He came from farmers. But when he and my grandmother married, he started working with her father, who is the one who had that specific land in just outside of Moundville, Missouri. It didn't have a name, but there were three houses associated with it. You could walk from house number one to house number three within like 15 minutes. And then midway is Wellborn Cemetery, which is actually where most of the Johnsons and relatives are buried. My dad's going to be buried there. I always remember this growing up. My grandmother, her father, granddad Frank's, and so his stone is there, and as long as I can remember, she would take two mason jars, one of wheat and one of maybe corn, and place it on each side of his head graves. I grew up going to the farm a lot, especially in the summers. I loved it. You know, I learned what Angus cattle were and why they were for beef, and what Holstein cattle were and why they were for milk, but past that, I didn't really have any interest. I have other cousins, and none of us really went into the farming business. I was like, I'm a city girl. I lived in L.A. And now in New York on and off for 10 years. And I'm not sure what happened. Maybe I just got in touch with who I really was. But at some point while I was going to the New School, they had a lot of food classes, mostly food theory. And I started taking those more and more and just realized that that's actually what I enjoyed. So I decided to focus my degree on the food system. I had been living away from New York for a few years and then came back last year specifically to get my hands dirty. I mean, you can sit around and talk as much as you want, and that's great and that's needed. But until you actually plant a seed and have experience with growing, I think that's a big disconnect. Yes, I live in the city, but I'm from Missouri. I'm proud of it, and I'll break into my southern accent if I need to when I need to say that I have farm roots. I do.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can hear other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.